You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Te Kahui Tika Tangata, the Human Rights Commission, recently released a fact sheet explaining the connection between human rights, te tiriti o waitangi, and co-governance. Professor of Law at the University of Auckland, Claire Charters, says the fact sheet helps to unpack co-governance arrangements in Aotearoa and how they are consistent with a modern liberal democracy. I spoke with Professor Charters about the relationship between co-governance, te tiriti, and human rights, and how our co-governance arrangements could better reflect te tiriti and the rights of Indigenous peoples. I began by asking about the importance of co-governance in Aotearoa New Zealand.
So co-governance is important as an expression of Indigenous peoples' self-determination under New Zealand's human rights obligations. Internationally, it is important because it also gives some effect to, albeit in a very light way, te tiriti o waitangi, which, as we all know, is a sharing of power arrangement under Article 2 and Article 1, particularly in the Reo Māori text of the treaty. Co-governance is also important because it can be a valuable tool in addressing inequality. Inequality between peoples, so as a result of the imposition, sort of illegitimate imposition of power by the colonial government back in the 1840s onwards, and also at an individual level. So research from Harvard under what's called the Harvard Project for Indian Economic Development has shown that Indigenous peoples do better on socioeconomic and other indicia when they have self-determination and can manage their own responses to their own issues. So that's really important as a sort of practical reason as well. It is also, this takes a sort of step in between, but I think it's also potentially very important for a liberal democracy where you need to protect the rights of the minorities. New Zealand has an extremely unusual, I guess, constitutional structure and democracy in that there's no formal and robust protections of human rights in our laws. So that is in distinction to, for example, Canada, the US, and most European democracies, Western liberal democracies too.
So we would call this a social democratic approach to human rights, do you think? Or is there a decolonial aspect to co-governance?
Definitely there's a decolonization, I guess, flavour to it in the sense that you're trying to realise the rights in te tiriti o waitangi. And that pre-colonial arrangement in te tiriti o waitangi is a sharing of power. I'm not sure that it's especially a sort of social democrat response, maybe in the sense that it can address inequality between peoples. But that is also a liberal idea, and certainly what is more of a liberal idea, sort of a libertarian idea actually, is that the state should stay out of people's lives as much as possible, right? So to the extent that co-governance is realising authority vesting in the people and state out, it is actually very much a liberal idea. So I'm not so sure on the social democratic perspective, but I guess, yeah, on the inequality part, probably.
Can you explain for our listeners the relationship between co-governance and human rights in Aotearoa?
Sure. The right to self-determination and the right to autonomy and the right to sharing governance powers is enshrined in New Zealand's international human rights obligations. And that, again, is a very liberal idea. Human rights are very liberal in flavour of the state staying out to maximise the freedom, I guess, of individuals and also groups. It is also a way to realise particularly our right to culture, to the extent that, for example, in the Uruwera example or in the Whanganui River example, it allows tikanga Māori into the governance of, in those cases, the river and the forest. It also, as mentioned before, is a way to realise equality between peoples. So when, which is obviously a fundamental human right, right, the right to equality. So to the extent that it can address inequalities on a socioeconomic and other levels, it is clearly a reflection of, or not so much a reflection of, a way to manifest and achieve equality between individuals and peoples to some extent.
Is our current co-governance arrangement holistic, and does it honour te tiriti in your opinion?
Is it holistic? Well, no, because it's not, I guess, covering all of the places and spaces where Māori, I think, should and could be exercising co-governance. And it's not done on a sort of macro level. It's not part of a fulsome policy around co-governance, right? It's quite piecemeal. So not holistic in that sense, or certainly not comprehensive. Does it realise Te Tiriti o Waitangi? Not in the sense that Te Tiriti o Waitangi effectively allows for ongoing sovereignty of Māori and our rangatira Māori as the retention of tēnā rangatiratanga and then sharing that authority with the Crown. Co-governance is something much less than that, in the sense that the Crown retains its ultimate authority and can withdraw co-governance whenever it likes. It's part of either legislation or policy made by government. So it doesn't, I guess, challenge at all that assumption of full sovereignty by the Crown. So not fully, but maybe it's a step in the right direction.
With that being said, how could our co-governance arrangement better honour and reflect Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the rights and needs of Indigenous peoples and communities?
I think you can have co-governance being more comprehensive. I think you could establish arrangements that where there's a real power sharing, so that these arrangements are constitutionally not dependent on the Crown's benevolence, if you like, so that there is, you know, this fundamental constitutional sharing of jurisdiction. I think that there could be this realization and this implementation of policy and law that really provides for Māori authority over the social services that we provide to ourselves, so be that in a really meaningful way, health, education, and so on. And that's not to say that in those sort of social places, socioeconomic places and spaces, that there couldn't be shared jurisdiction, or indeed more broadly. In fact, that would be appropriate, I think, in a bicultural and multicultural nation. But it should start on the premise that there is the shared sovereignty, and that is equal power or equal authority, at least in some places and some spaces.
That was Professor of Law at the University of Auckland, Claire Charters, speaking to me about the link between human rights, Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and co-governance in Aotearoa New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.